It's winter in the Northern Hemisphere, and here in Boston, that means snow. In Israel, it means wildflower season. Yep, entire hillsides covered in colorful blooms. The thing is, years ago, Israel's wildflowers were actually under threat of extinction. People were picking way too many of them. But they were saved thanks to a public service campaign that got Israelis to stop. Daniel Estrin has a story from Jerusalem.
Back in the old days, years ago, everyone in Israel picked wildflowers. Take one typical Israeli of that generation, 77-year-old Israela Hargil.
Born 1938.
Wildflowers meant a lot to Israela. As a little girl back in Poland, she used to go flower picking with her parents. Then World War II broke out. She survived the Holocaust hiding in a Polish family's home. Going out to pick flowers was out of the question. It was just way too dangerous. After the war ended, she moved to Israel, where she could pick as many flowers as she liked. And picking flowers in Israel felt symbolic, not just to her peers too, and also to Tali, her daughter.
You were in awe when you saw these colorful flowers. And it was an emblem or a symbol of the
recreation. Rebirth.
Of
the country, of everything.
Of the state of Israel. I mean, a Jewish country. And it was kind of proof that things are going well, you know?
I remember mainly one morning, very early, I walked up Tali. She was about 4. We got up quickly and went out on a hill, and we sat there quietly watching the sunrise. Then we noticed that the whole hill was covered with wildflowers. So we started picking up the flowers and started weaving a crown.
And every birthday I had a crown like
every
that.
Every single birthday,
a crown of wildflowers.
This was not just their private ritual. In the country's early years, picking wildflowers was a national pastime. It was a way Israelis showed their love of the land. They would uproot the flowers to feel rooted to their homeland. Arabs in the country picked wildflowers too, and Christian pilgrims used to buy albums of pressed wildflowers as a Holy Land souvenir. Benny First, who works at Israel's Ministry of Environmental Protection, has done a lot of research about this.
Nobody thought that there is a problem. Nobody thought that, hey, guys, if all of us will keep on picking flowers, there might be no left here, some flowers for the next generation.
But there was one man who did realize there was a problem. Uzi Paz. Back in the 60s, Uzi helped found Israel's Society for the Protection of Nature. And he likes to think of himself as the man who saved Israel's wildflowers from extinction, along with a few other key people. They realized if people kept picking Israel's flowers at the rate they were picking them, they would simply disappear. So they launched a campaign to save Israel's wildflowers. Step one, convince the government to make picking illegal. The way Uzi remembers that campaign sounds a lot like an episode of House of Cards, political wheeling and dealing to persuade key lawmakers to support the legislation. And in August 1963, wildflower picking was outlawed. But given the popularity of picking wildflowers, a law was not going to be enough. Uzi printed 30,000 colorful posters with a simple message, protect the wildflowers. And people hung them everywhere, in government buildings, in health clinics, in banks. Before long, everyone joined the party. The Israeli lottery printed lottery tickets with images of protected wildflowers. A gift manufacturer made a wildflower-themed card game. There was even a popular song about the law. It's called Waltz for the Protection of the Flora. It's astonishing just how successful this campaign was. In the decades since, there have been plenty of public service campaigns in Israel to get people to change their behavior. There are radio ads every single hour telling Israelis to drive safely. And still, they don't.
Why was this campaign so successful when so many other campaigns in Israel have not been as successful?
The basic thing that the campaign asked from the Israelis was very simple.
That's Benny First again from the Ministry of Environmental Protection.
You like the flowers? Great. keep on liking them and love them. Just do it in a different way. It's amazing. It changed the Israeli behavior and the Israeli ethics of people to their land.
It's been more than half a century since Israel outlawed wildflower picking. Today, you just don't do it.
Daniel Estrin reporting from Jerusalem. An extended version first aired on Israel Story, a podcast produced in partnership by Tablet Magazine and PRX.